Next application is case number 11-482, the application of Frederick Ferry, the southwest of Route 279, Camp Arrowhead Road, northeast of Sand Bay Drive, and being lot 112 within the village of Herring Creek, with a 911 address of 33969 Sand Bay Drive, Lewis, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 12, parcel 308, requesting a variance from height requirement for a fence. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns. And the applicant is requesting a one-foot variance from the required seven-foot height requirement for a fence in the rear yard. So he's asking to be 1 foot higher than what is permitted. Sir.
That was submitted today to me, and I was going to bring it in, but they said just bring it to the meeting.
Okay, Robert, you need to be sworn.
Pardon?
You need to be sworn in if you're going to speak. I have a letter just handed to me. It's from the Village of Herring Creek, chair of the Architectural Review Board for the Village of Herring Creek Homeowner Association. And it states this letter is in support of Mr. Ferry's request for a variance in height requirement for a fence in the rear of his property. Requested fence is identical to the existing perimeter fencing throughout the community. In accordance with the Declaration of Covenants for the Village of Herring Creek, Mr. Ferry submitted a request for such fence to the Architectural Review Board and has received its approval. Upon the Declaration of Covenants, section 8.2.3, in quotes, any man-made screen bordering non-villages of Herring Creek land may be 8 feet in height. For the directors of the Village of Herring Creek Homeowners Association and the Architectural Review Board of the Village of Herring Creek supports Mr. Ferry's application and urged the board to approve his request. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Frederick Ferry, 33969 Sand Bay Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
The ARB stated by reason for applying for the variance. The existing fence runs up to my property line, and it's at 8 foot high, and we want to continue it onto our property being 8 foot high. In terms of the variances, the uniqueness, I would say they're non-applicable because they're related to the lot itself. We're not modifying the lot. Possibility of development is, again, not applicable. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant to the extent that I'm requesting that I be allowed to put in an 8 foot fence as opposed to a 7 foot fence? Yes. Effect on surroundings. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No. In fact, it will bring into conformity with the fencing that is in place throughout the neighborhood, and it's addressed in the letter from the HOA. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent property? No. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Extent of variance, will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulation at issue? If I don't get this, I will have to put in a 7 foot fence as opposed to 8 foot fence, and it will be a 1 foot drop in the fence as it comes across our property, and we'd rather not have that happen. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. I think that covers all the points that you wanted covered.
Mr. Ferry, you had suggested that the uniqueness not be applicable. Well, unfortunately, it is. The standards.
Which item, please?
Your first statement was that you didn't feel that the standard of uniqueness was applicable. It's always applicable to every variance request.
I said that it's not applicable in the sense that it doesn't have to do with the lot size or placement of houses or garages or anything.
Okay.
Sir, one of the things that is required under both the state code and our code, which our code generates from the state code, is that you must demonstrate that there is some unique physical characteristic to the property which necessitates the need for the variance. That's kind of one of the critical components of this.
Okay.
One of the things that, you know, we look at fences, and sometimes that with the uniqueness is, why do you need the fence to be that high? Can you explain that for the board?
Just as, so that'll be in conformity with the rest of the fences throughout all of Village of Red Iron Creek.
Your fence, is it going to go completely around your property? What portions of the yard is it going to block?
Our lot is 100 foot wide, 200 foot deep. It's going to go at the back end of the property. It'll be a 100 foot fence.
And what does the back part of your property abut to?
Property that is not part of the villages at Herring Creek. There's a trailer directly behind me. I believe it's a double wide, but I'm not sure. It apparently was owned by the current occupant's mother.
We received no objection to your application.
Okay, sorry.
So the double wide is not part of the villages of at Herring Creek?
No. Those are all constructed homes that are in villages at Herring Creek.
And your purpose for the fence is to put a barrier between your home and the double wide?
Yeah.
Okay. The 8 foot fence is the one that you're trying to be continue the uniformity of it is next door, or does it run along the back property line?
Our lot is here. Fence runs for our particular development through about 7 lots, and it stops right at my property, and then it would be extended out to the edge of my property. And then there's this, consider where I live as section 2. Section 1 has got the same fencing throughout. And it, I would say there's hundreds and hundreds of feet of fencing at the 8 foot level.
So you could almost say that it's unique that they didn't continue the fence line in the back of your property.
I'm not sure why they didn't.
Yes, okay. And in that sense, it's not all, you could almost say that it's not created by you because
height was established.
The height was established in the development, and it, for some reason, unbeknownst to us or you, either one, it wasn't continued to the rear of your lot.
Right.
Thank you.
When that development started, before I believe any houses started construction, one of the first steps that the applicant or the developer did was put up that fence. And it was permitted because it was screening and it was around the majority of the perimeter, but not all of the perimeter. Just areas that were, let's say, to the developer, maybe a little unsightly.
If I may, one of the reasons that I'm asking for the fence is that previously the lot was heavily covered in brush and thorns and trash woods. I've cleaned all that. I asked whether I needed a permit for that, and they said no, other than to the ARB. And I'm not sure where I was going with that comment. Now it's a wide open lot all the way to the back, and that's why I want the fence in the back.
That may help explain why the fence wasn't continued on then, because it was
could be
brush covered.
Yeah,
I got you. Okay, are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No more, thank you.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, don't we give other variances there for fences?
I don't think so. When the developer built the project, the fence went up with a permit and allowed to be 8 foot because it's allowed by ordinance for screening purposes. But typically for a project, it's not typically
for
one
property.
Lot at a time. And it sounds like the applicant's trying to conform to the fence that was approved originally.
Gotcha.
I mean, look, right. I don't I don't think there have been any variances.
That's what he said.
So, I mean, it, like John said, it, I guess it's brush and everything was there, and it stopped there. That's why he had to do what he's got to do, though.
Mm-hmm. That makes
sense.
The
variances in there, we got they put fences up that need, you know, variances.
Mr. Ferry, is there other properties beyond your property that?
Yes.
And they have brush barriers?
Heavy brush.
Okay.
Yes. And they may or may not clear it. That's
right. Yeah. I got you. And does that adjacent development, does it carry on down further as well, or does it stop pretty much at your?
There's probably 8 lots from my house to the road.
Gotcha.
Meaning Camp Arrowhead Road.
Okay.
Does that your lot back up to Angola Crest manufactured home community, or is that further down?
No.
That's further up the road.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Ricker.
No, I believe we've all asked the questions.
Mr. Sharp.
I guess the only question, never mind. I'll save it.
And Mr. Lang.
No question.
No other questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did look in the index, and I see no variances in a similar number on the similar map.
Gotcha. Thank you.
But you did say that in the development, it was a fence that was there.
The development started, and they started road construction and clearing, and they put the fence up.
Which they could
on
do
the majority
as
of the perimeter, especially to the south side and around part of the perimeter, and separating their project from another project. Forgot the right project.
Well, did they have to come to you for that 8-foot fence then?
Right. The director had the authority to approve a variance in the fence like for screening purposes on a project or on a commercial industrial use.
Okay. Right.
For example, tennis courts.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be any good to put a 7-foot fence up on a tennis court. Got to be taller to work.
Right.
And that's just an example, but it's for tennis court screening. There's a couple issues that are addressed.
Golf,
most obvious.
Golf screening?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So if there are no other questions, or is there anyone here in favor of the application? There is one hand in the back.
That's my wife.
Just. And is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Okay. Do I have a motion for the application?
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion to approve case number 11,482. I believe the applicant has demonstrated that the property and the request is unique, especially considering that much of the villages of the Herring Creek have an 8-foot fence. I believe that the applicant is trying to develop the property in strict conformity with the surrounding property. The circumstance, I don't believe, is necessarily created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, since most of the property has an 8-foot fence. And I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief.
To 10 feet.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion and a second by roll call vote. Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I also for the reasons stated, so by a vote of 4-0. Case number 11,482 has been approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.